Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday, February 25th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Nikki, we're all here. Although Nikki's, she's busy doing a contest real quick over on the station. So it's just us for right now. I want to start by saying that, so we bought the most expensive refrigerator you can, and it's even more expensive because it's constantly fucking broken.
Oh,
so
good for you.
It's, yeah, so we've got, I have a repair guy like 12 feet from me right now.
Good.
So I can't believe I just said the F word. I'm going to try and keep my end of this pretty clean today because John says you can hear everything I say out there, like clear as a bell. Oh. So there's that. Very exciting.
What?
Yeah.
What are you worried about? What do you think he's going to not do a good job on your fridge if you say fuck?
Well, won't, do you think he'll be like horrified that like he's at someone's house and he's and like some lady's talking about, you know, whatever, you know, the kind of things we talk about sometimes in here?
Yeah, he'll probably be like, wow, that's interesting. What show is that? I need to listen to that.
Yeah. Well, maybe he already does listen and I kind of don't want him to know that he's at my house. You know, I just, you know how it is. You just, that is possible, right? I mean, there's so many possibilities.
Well, I'm
going to
guess that Jim outside said, you know, you're going into Sarah's house, right? Sarah, I'm Sarah and Vinny.
Who, the dog trainer? Yeah, I'm sure he's... I'll tell you, someone who does not listen to the show is Jim. Jim is completely unaware of what I do. And it's very refreshing. Because you know what he wants to tell me about? His dog and his electric bike.
That's fun.
And his flowers.
Well, you are an e-bike girl.
I am an e-bike girl.
Are you guys all together?
The world's now an e-bike world. So
it is. And the kids are screwing it up for everyone because they're maniacs. All the kids this Christmas, they all got e-bikes, and now it's people just give me stink eye and I'm going 5 miles an hour. I'm like, that's not right.
Oh, you feel like you're being prejudiced against because of the crazy kids.
Well, people were already slightly annoyed by that it looks like I'm riding a motorcycle down the path. I'm like, it's a bike. That's why I pedal, you know, because even though I don't have to, I'll pedal.
I fake pedal
a little bit. Just so that they think I'm, you know, it's just a big beefy bike. But
the resistance is zero.
You know, of course, it's a real bike path, so there are real bikes on there. And man, nothing pisses off a guy who really rides a bike than just going, on your left.
Yeah, like a lady on a moped. Exactly right.
Meanwhile, they're huffing and puffing and wearing the fancy getup, you know, that whole thing. And I'm here, I'm on your left. I'm coming through.
I just can't believe how big they've gotten. I know that when Carmella brought us the first Specialized bike, I thought it was neat, but I honestly thought, what's the point? I'm riding a bike to get exercise. It makes no sense.
See,
I see now
like exercise.
That you can cover tons of ground, and it's good if you're going to be riding it to bike, let's say, for work, and you're trying to get rid of a car. They're great. Yep. The kids, though, they're only now less likely to get a license than before because these bikes eliminate the need for a car entirely.
You know, someone was saying to me recently, and I found this to be kind of interesting. And while I do think that every kid should get their license, because not just because they'll have an ID, but because if there's an emergency, you want to be able to drive a car, it is actually cheaper to have an e-bike for your local stuff and Uber everywhere else. It's actually cheaper. It's cheaper than buying and insuring and maintaining a car and putting gas or electricity or whatever else. Like, while I absolutely want my kid to get a license, because I think he should, he would be fine taking his e-bike over. He doesn't work too far. It's only a couple miles. He could e-bike there, and when he goes in the city, he doesn't want to have a car anyway, so he could Uber. Like, that is actually a cheaper option.
Sarah, you know what you can't do on an e-bike? You can't bone Michelle Heller in the back seat of the car.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure,
the back seat of your
Michelle.
E-bike.
Right.
Sorry,
but you can ride
her
on
her
the back.
Take her last name out of
to somewhat to... Yeah, there's one we've never heard before. Boy, add her to the list.
Yeah.
No, she's the first one on the list.
Oh, that's the girl from the fort?
Yes, that's the girl. Okay. And that wasn't the only time we did it. We did.
Lucky you.
That was a...
She came back for more. That had to feel good. Yeah, you know, that's the thing about the e-bikes. They'll get you to a grove of trees. I mean, you can find some place to go do that. But anyway, I really did think, you're right. It will cost me a lot less money for him to not have a car. Because that kid, I don't know about it. We've been driving with him for like a couple of years now. And
still not sinking in, huh?
It's just, you know, it comes with time. And it's a lot for someone who, you know, his attention span's not great. Got some stuff, and the more you tell him, the more anxious he is. So it's a whole thing. Right. Anyway, you know, e-bikes, they're great.
E-bike it is.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to give you a couple. These are not, I specifically picked really kind of not sexy ones.
For the fridge guy.
Oh.
But still, they're fun.
Okay.
They're good. I like this one. I don't know if Nikki will be back in time. She should be in any minute, though, right? Because she's actually asking for everybody's advice on this. Mm. And it's a very, very broad-based question. One of the things she wants to do is rub our noses and how old we are. So she starts with this. Hi, guys. I know this will sting a little. But I've been listening since my mom was driving me to kindergarten. Kindergarten. She's now a married woman with a kid and another one on the way. I love you all so much. I would appreciate insight from each of you, Nick and Bryn included. My husband and I have a 1-year-old son, and we just found out in August we'll be having a little girl. I stay home. We live in the Delta, and my husband commutes to Berkeley for his job in construction. It's insane. He leaves here at 4 a.m. and gets home around 6. So the days are long and busy, but my husband and I are tight, like best friends, and building our family is the only thing either of us care about right now. Neither of us come from particularly strong immediate families. We both are the younger child of second families for our parents. For me, particularly, I had a rough upbringing with very little unconditional love and almost no support. I don't really speak to my mother, and while we see my dad and stepmom, and we do see her husband's parents, we just don't have a stable core family. Listening to Sarah thank her parents for all they've done for her on the anniversary show brought me to tears. I don't have this with my parents, but I want so incredibly badly for our children to have this with us. My one goal is for us to have that stable, loving, always there for each other family my husband and I never grew up with. My question is, how do people achieve that? I know it's so broad, and I'm sure each of you will have different inputs, but I'd love to hear any and all thoughts. I will start by saying, tell that kid and both kids every day that you love them, that they're treasured, that you're there for them, and then be there for them and love them and continue to keep them the priority in your life. And when you and your husband hit bumpy places in the road or don't fight in front of them, remind your husband how important your family is and how you want to create this. I mean, this if this is your goal, you need to be very vocal about it. And Vinny, I remember you saying, I think that Pat had, our friend in common, Pat, mm-hmm. had said, I didn't grow up in the I love you family, and I made a distinct effort to say that to my girls and to hug them every day, physically have contact mm-hmm. with them and show them my love in a physical way and also be there in support. And that, you know, it's for a lot of people, it's not natural. It isn't how they were raised. And if you want that for your family, you have to make a concerted effort to do it.
I also think that a wall builds over time. If you haven't hugged someone or told them you love them regularly, it becomes this weird hurdle that some people feel like they can't get out comfortably. And they don't, so that's awkward, and then they just don't, and then it just continues, and years pass while they're, and I told you, a good friend of mine, I was talking to him about my daughters and how I tell them I love them, and he was saying, I don't do that, and I probably really should, and it's, and the wall that was built up had just happened.
And it's never too late to start.
And
you don't assume someone knows you love them.
It doesn't mean that he's not there for his daughter or his son. It just means that there's the hurdle. That's the thing. He didn't say that, and it became something he couldn't say.
Right.
So I think Sarah's right. That's the place it starts. But I'll tell you, we had this, there was a letter yesterday, and we talked about this lady and her husband and their family, and I think it's similar to that for you guys in that you have to choose your family above everything else. And that's where you see your kids having that stable. So there may be things, look, your husband's going to be commuting to Berkeley every day for their entire lives. The stress isn't going to get less. It's going to get more. He's also, as he ages, he's going to have injury. Like, those are hard jobs.
Construction, that's
doing.
A hard job.
It's
yeah.
not easy. So there are going to be choices that have to be made. You guys may have to move. There may be decisions you have to make along the way where you have to put your family first and the physical and mental health of all the people in the family also has to come first over money.
Right.
Although, obviously, money in the Bay Area is something that has to be a high priority as well. But as long as you guys choose family first every time, the kids will know that that's the most important thing, and they'll see that you're modeling that, and they'll live that, I think.
Bryn, do you want to weigh in?
I feel like the person that wrote in, I can feel their heart. I actually have a lot of confidence that they're going to be able to do what they're intending to do, you know, and exactly what you guys said. I just parrot what you guys said. Like, and I think about that all the time, too, with, you know, my daughter and Derek. I didn't say I love you all the time. I say it now and not as much as I do to Cameron, but I tell Cameron 1,000 times a day how much I love her now.
Me too.
You know, so
not Cameron. I don't have her number, but I tell my kids all the time. Uh-huh. Every day.
And they've been, because you set that precedent, it perpetuates itself. Mm-hmm. Your kids know you love them. They tell you back. They say it first and expect an answer back. Like, that really, it's actually easier than it might sound. There are people, though, who, you know, more than words. You know, more than words. They want to see that. But don't count on the fact that a kid is going to know that you love them just because of what you do for them. They might actually feel like, oh, this person is cold, or this is how you are with the people that you love, without even maybe mentally putting that into words. But go on. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Oh, no worries. I mean, my parents were very much, I don't know if it's a Vietnamese traditional thing, but they just, if I had to hear it for me to understand that they loved me, I would never think they even cared for me. Because I give my mom a hug and she shies away. You know what I mean? So it's not the
even
way.
Now?
Even especially now. I remember as a kid, my mom would hug me a lot more. But when I was a teen, she just stopped. And she doesn't do that with any of my siblings, and it's just the way it is.
I forced my teenagers who hated me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I am your mother, and I want a hug.
Yeah. Yeah, they but her heart's it. In the right place. I really
no,
do.
Of course.
I can feel that she has the intent, and she will probably be able to follow through.
Yeah, that's a generational thing, too. And I think what we're seeing, and what I've certainly done it, is you're breaking, you know, I don't want to call it bad habits, but you're doing better than the people who came before you. And that's all you can really hope to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Well, if you can choose to break the chain of the things that you didn't like from your childhood, or you can, because your automatic thing is going to be to add another link. That's just who
right.
humans are. It's easier you know. To just, right. It's what you know. So it's hard.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
To break it. And, Nikki just got up and left. You know what? She may not have heard the beginning of this because she actually specifically asked for that. But
I've noticed now that she's full time, she's slacking. She's really let off the gas.
Where is she?
I'm really worried about her. This is
letting Alex run the board. I don't know about this.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well, maybe she's just actually working harder and doing more work now.
Oh.
That could be it.
All right. Well, that might be it, too.
Oh, there she is.
She's Nikki. You have the Jane filter on your camera?
I know. She's like, she looks like Jane in there.
What?
She's playing a game called...
Oh, sorry, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
it looked like a vampire.
Oh, I have the lights off so I can, because I have to reset this board in the studio every day. So I have the lights off so I can see the lights on the board better.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, tell Jane she should do all her Zooms from that room.
Am I giving her a run for her money?
Oh, fully. Full on. Yeah. Yep. It's true. She actually looked like, I don't know if that's a black sweatshirt, but
it is.
You're just black hair, black sweatshirt, you know?
Yeah, I'm actually getting my hair cut.
Pale skin.
Oh.
Well,
on Tuesday. Apparently.
Cut real short or what?
I don't know what I wanted to do. I don't like short hair on me.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You'll just get it trimmed. Come on.
Yeah. But apparently it was really bugging my sister and my mom, so they booked a haircut appointment for me.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, is that how they show you that they love you? Your hair sucks.
Yeah.
We made you an appointment.
Yeah.
Are they paying for it, too?
Yeah.
Oh, they are. Fantastic. Yeah. It's great.
Like, before I go on my trip, I guess it's such a concern. I'm like, you think the people in Iceland are going to judge my dead ends? Okay.
Yeah, and by the way, you're going to have a hat on and a scarf.
Oh.
I never experienced cold like this before.
This is that she's got someone they approve of, and they're trying to help her land the man. Is that what's going on there?
I guess.
Yikes.
I told him, like, would you break up with me if I cut my hair short? And he said, no, but I like long hair. And I was like, man, it's going to end then. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to chop off my hair. But Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, there's
here.
A test.
Yeah, here's our first
I'm
test.
Testing you.
Bye.
She gets scalped.
You broke up with somebody over a hair company?
In seventh grade, yes.
Oh, well, seventh grade, you don't really know better. So.
No,
but
I
he
didn't.
Really hurt her. He took one look at her and went, ugh.
That's not what happened.
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck kind of haircut is that?
Look, she went from having long hair, and she was a pretty girl, and continued to be pretty after the cut. But she got that
cut. Not according
cut.
To you.
Listen to me. She got that cut where the back was shaved up to the middle point of her head.
Okay, so 80s.
And then the bangs cut, like, swooped down across the face, like.
Oh, full on, like, I want to be in Cyndi Lauper's club.
Like that.
Yeah.
And it just, I went, wah! And at the time, I was changing girlfriends every week. It wasn't that big
yeah,
a deal.
But taking
I was
one look
boy.
And going, ew. That's not good for a girl's self-confidence.
But no,
did she cry?
I would have
no,
cried.
Cry,
I would have cried.
I later heard from someone who went out with her in high school that she
oh,
was
still a thing.
She was not fond of me, no. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay,
well you
can
dick.
Hold on to that for the rest of your life if you need to, but we... It's not like we were doing it. We were in seventh grade. We barely kissed.
And Sarah's giving you shit even though she's touched somebody's penis and was like, ah, take me home.
Yep.
Hey, listen, I own that. That was a horrible thing to do. Horrible. That's a bad person to me. There's no question. I'm a loser. Just so bad about it, man, you know? Right.
You know what?
Everybody's done that thing where they're just like, man, that was hurtful. Like you look
way
back on
worse.
It and you just go, oy.
Way worse is the person that, and I talk to a lot of people. I ask way too many questions and get stuff out of people. Way worse is the person who stays with tiny penis guy and then goes, I hate that guy's tiny cock. Yeah. Like that is way worse than.
Well, where are you going to find a person who loves the tiny cock?
I don't know, but I'd rather be alone than have someone who's, you know, just lazy. Stuck around long enough for us to end up married with a kid, and then the whole time after that fact is like, that guy? No thanks.
Well, some people are so big that they don't define someone by the size of their penis, and they're just like, I actually love them for other reasons than
I hope
sex.
You're right.
Don't. That wasn't a joke.
Oh, I thought you were.
No. No. Totally not a joke.
I would like to think you're right. I know, but look, I know people... I got to be very careful how I word this. I know someone who was saying, I got with this guy. We were young, hanging out. It was never hot or heavy or super into it, but we were cool and we were dating and it was fine.
Oh, sure.
It was a thing to do. It was what I was doing. And then like years had passed and there they still were. And then he proposed and she went, okay, I guess I'm not doing anything else.
Oh boy.
And then they had, you know, built a family, and that person still had that same opinion of that man from way, way back, which was, I never really felt hot anything. For him. We never had any kind of great. It was never great, is the point.
And
you're down the road now. How many years and how many kids? Well, whose fault is that?
Are they still together?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Who is it?
I don't want to tell you. You it doesn't matter. That's
tell
not the
me
point.
And we can bleep it out.
No. No, you don't know. No way. This is, I'm telling you, when this story was told to me, I was like, I don't know what you're fishing for, but I would never be on your side. Ever.
Yeah, in a way, not only are you screwing yourself over, but you are screwing this guy over who thinks he's with someone who mm-hmm. loves him.
Or years down the line.
Yeah.
Years and years down the line.
That's so sad.
It's awful.
You, so I was.
And so
you know,
I do.
I bet you that's way more common than you think, though. People
I
are like, well,
agree.
This is who I'm with and I'm the right age. And
right.
they just mm-hmm. propose. So, all right.
I agree. I don't think it's that, but that's unfortunate. That's why I sometimes will use the word be deliberate. Choose to be with someone or choose not to, but that whole meh, like what else? Like, come on, man, this is your life. What are you doing?
Right.
What?
Well, it's good enough. It's fun. That's fine. We're happy.
So anyway,
that's quite sad, isn't it?
It's tragic.
Yes, very. Yeah. And I do believe, you know, look, that mistake made by that person, that's that person's problem. But the other person in that scenario, totally fucked.
Yeah.
So sad.
Well, really thought that maybe, you know, this might be the person's dream girl and he can't believe that after, you know, we were together, and like this person was blissful the whole time. And then the person who's not all that into the relationship is like, well, I've been married to him now for 20 years and there's this hot guy at work that I think I'm going to bang, you know? Like, I see that happening. Like, I never sowed my wild oats. I never, you know, had my slutty period. I, you know, this person, I don't know. I hope that sometimes if you feel that you're in a relationship like that, you can try to look at, try to be grateful for what that person has given you and try to find a way to have a real appreciation for a content life. Because you did walk down that road and now you're there, and don't be mad at them for it.
Right.
You know, try to.
Or do worse by what you just said, which is going with the guy from work who now you're cheating on the person that you dragged down this road that you didn't even want to be there with. That's just great. Super.
And don't blame them. You're the one who went with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah. What was this about telling your kids you love them?
Yeah, where did we start? Right. We did, and I was going to do another one, but we're just about out of time. And I'll
do one more.
No, I'm not doing it. There's the only other one I had pulled for today is really long, so we just don't have time for it. Hey, Secret Show listeners, we are going to have best ofs running next week of the Secret Show too. So I think I'm still going to try and do the daily reminder on the text number. If you want that, you can just text me and then you'll be in the queue. 415-358-1965 is a legitimate, I pay for a phone number and you can text me there. I don't even want to call it a vacation because it's really not. It's like a family leave thing. I'm going to go see my mom who's having a heart thing going on right now and just try to get as much mom and dad time as I can while I can. Mm-hmm. So, but I will check it and I do check it and you know, pretty much every day I'm on there and see what you have to say. So I'll still send alerts next week, but they're going to be best of episodes. Nikki, thank you for running all the best ofs next week. That's great. Then you're off to Iceland.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear about that trip.
Bring
all your warmest goddamn clothes and get some long johns. I am not kidding.
Yeah, I have long johns.
Good. So friggin' cold.
My dad gave Beefcake a sweater because my dad used to do cross-country skiing.
Yeah.
Way back in the day. It's a really old sweater, but it's super, super thick.
Oh.
And he gave it to him, and I was like, I can wear that sweater.
Your dad.
Like, what the hell? Like, it's not pink.
Jelly
like,
of their relationship I was already? Just
like, he was like, well, it'll fit him. I think, like, because I have big boobs, like, my dad's like, you're going to stretch it out, but I'm like, but it doesn't fit you anymore, so why does it matter?
Yeah, what do you care?
Yeah.
Listen, if you wind up married to Beefcake down the line, you can wear that sweater anytime you want.
Yeah, you steal all the stuff anyway.
Right? Yeah. I'm taking my sweater back.
Yeah, even when you're not, you just say, I'm taking my dad's sweater.
Hey,
yeah.
Don't black us out.
What do you mean black you out?
I mean post some stuff. Let's see you two doing things. Don't black us out. We don't want that.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to see what's going on in Iceland. I think that'll be really fun.
I'll do a morning show update.
Oh my God, that'd be great.
That'd be fun, actually.
That'd be super.
Really fun. Yeah, that'll be super.
Yeah. Here I am freezing my ass off.
Yes, here I am. My butt cheeks is cold. get a thermometer and put it on your butt cheek and see. It'd be in centigrade though there, probably. All right, have a great week and we'll miss you and we hope that you'll miss us too.
Of course.
And
it's going to be 2 weeks without you guys for me.
So we won't even see you that following Monday. You'll be gone by then.
Yeah.
Oh boy. All right. Well, have a safe trip.
Yeah.
And if you want to send an email, bad advice, something that pops up, I'd love to come back to a whole bunch of those to sort through. So Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you in about a week.
Thank you. Oh, the end. This one's the end. Right. Sorry.
That's right.
The end.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.